But we would be remiss this morning if we did not at least talk about Georgia-Alabama, which happened on Saturday night. And we'll do that coming up here in 15 minutes at 8:55. But first, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, with the baseball season coming to an end for his club. Yesterday was the final game for the Texas Rangers. We say good morning to the manager, Bruce Bochy. How are you?
Well, wish I was doing better, but I guess I'm doing as well as can be expected this morning.
Well, good, and we appreciate you joining us on the show. So how disappointed are you with this season?
Well, you know, I am disappointed, and I know a lot of people are disappointed. You know, I want them to know that I am too, and that I understand their pain, and I know how a person handles disappointment is the measure of the man.
Right.
Some people will hang their head and cry, and others will venture out on unplanned trans-American wilderness hikes carrying only a skin and knife and a book of Western poems. But, you know, the fact that we're all united in our disappointment is kind of a galvanizing force, and I realize that, and I hope that my buckskin voice will bring some small measure of grandfatherly comfort.
Well, as tough as this season was, do you feel like the Ranger fans are still behind you?
I hope they are. Look, I know there's a lot of people that hear the world weariness and resignation in my voice, and they can almost smell last night's whiskey in the landline phone receiver that got there when I placed a 3 a.m. hang-up call to a woman who once let me go because she couldn't tame what made her love me in the first place. I assure you that I'm determined to come back next year and bring you some winning baseball. So
okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sure Ranger fans are glad to hear that. All of that.
Sounds like a long night for you. This is Bruce Bochy, the Rangers skipper, with us here on the Ticket. Well, now you've got some time off. What are you going to do here in the off season with your spare time?
Well, there'll be a lot of things. I'll be dodging Evan Grant's phone calls, for one. There will be some fishing excursions, some long horse trail rides, and maybe a shipwreck or two. But
wow.
But I'll always be thinking of ways I can attain a better ending than the story of this season. And, you know, not every story ends a perfect way. That's why we call it life, and it's got ups and downs and vicissitudes. And the perfect ending for me may be different than someone else. You know, for me, it's dumping a can of beans into a cast iron skillet over a campfire in the dying light of an Arizona canyon sunset as my horse settles just beyond the arc firelight. And I settle back on my heels and think of that woman who wanted me to settle down when I was too young to know what that meant. But, you know, I'll find my eyes moist, but I'll attribute it to the dryness of the evening breeze and move on with my life. But for others, it's a World Series. So.
Right. Yeah, I guess it's different for everybody. Do you think you'll stay in touch with your players much in the off season?
I will. You know, I'll send them a telegram from whatever part of the world I end up wandering to. And, and I feel bad for Nate and Wyatt and Adolis and Sporzy and Corey and Marcus, right, and especially Dave Raymond. You know, I feel like I've let them down, and I wish I could have done better, and I'll have a lot of time to reflect on this now before spring training. So, you know, my family's going to begrudgingly get used to me spending hours in the garage every night organizing my socket sets and tap and die kits and absentmindedly repeating unnecessary compression tests on my 1978 Harley Heritage Softail Classic just to pass the time until the moment I can wordlessly pass through the living room at midnight as she's watching her stories on DVR on a TV I never learned how to work in the way. And I'll climb into bed where I'll dream of the Old West and wonder why gear reductions aren't understood by the young. You know, all that's typical for a skipper in the major leagues.
Yeah, I guess so.
You do so much reflecting.
I just hope you guys can forgive me for the season we've had, and I'll do better next year, because that's what a man does. He gets knocked down, and he comes back as best he can.
Sure.
Yeah.
It wasn't all on you. You know, players got to play.
I wish you well, and just want to leave you with one final instruction from me. If they do find my body out in the desert, just throw a few rocks over me and put up a little wooden cross that only lasts a season or two.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. That's very old west
of you. That's not going to happen.
Good morning.
Okay, we'll see you. Have a good off-season, Boach. There goes the skipper, Bruce Bochy.